Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. Okay? She Gets a Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, aka Chantal. Okay? I'm not tall. I'm very short, 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently. And I have two Jamaican parents. So there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head. All right. Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to shambipodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We're going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. Y'all, bear with me. I have a cold. Smell, ladies. Truck is so loud. She have a package for me. I don't know what she's doing, but hey. It's Shan, it's me again, talking shit. I wanted to talk about the title you see up there. Everything But. But please do not click on this episode if you are not ready for some honesty. If you not, just skip the show. Skip the show and come back to it. I don't mind, you don't have to tell me. But if you skip the show, you a motherfucking bitch. Because this is the stuff you need to hear. This is the stuff you need to hear. Play a good pod that's talking about celebrity gossip or some shit that doesn't matter. But the shit that does matter is going to be on this episode. So you do have an option to go clean your microwave or come listen to this. Messy baby mamas, go clean or vacuum out your car if you do not want to listen to this. Dads who find everything else but to do, but do what you need to do for your kids. You have time to listen to this, okay? You can even play it while you do something with your kids. Either way, you're gonna get this work, all right? That's what she said. I've noticed that people get loud and do everything but on a lot of things, okay? And I've talked to Aunt about this. Shout out to Too Much Game Podcast. But people will do anything but the right thing when it comes to shit. Anything but doing it naturally. And that shit makes no sense to me. You'll do everything but leave the job that you hate. Leave the job that's not treating you right. You do anything but leave people alone that repeatedly show you their ass. You do everything but work out. Y'all shooting up syringes of meds that hasn't had any research done on it long term to lose weight. Y'all will pay money to go get y'all bodies done, but come back and don't keep your bodies up. Y'all will put on Under Armour. Like, you wouldn't believe just to look a certain way in a dress or a shirt or some pants, and then a cake face of makeup because you don't want to do what needs to be done health-wise to take care of your skin. So you probably just want to put paint all over it every fucking day and get lashes done that you complain about that you need somebody to pay for because you're tired of paying for it. You want to get your hair done all the time, but you complain about how much it costs to get your hair done and waiting on the people that got to do your hair. You could do your hair at home. Okay? People will do everything but do it themselves. And then when they do go to people to do something they should be able to do themselves, they complain about it. People will do everything but save money, pull back a little bit. You know, and I'm not going to be no hypocrite. I don't need to buy a nan thing as far as clothing in my house for myself. I have enough coats. I have enough shirts. I have enough pants. I have enough drawers. I have enough shoes. I have enough socks. You know what I'm saying? I have enough dresses. I don't need to be buying another thing as far as clothing in my house. As far as technology, I don't need any more computers, podcast gear. Like, that's not my forte. You know what I'm saying? People get really hype off of, like, a newer mic, a newer keyboard, this, that, that. I don't care about that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's a level of podcasting that I don't care about. So when it comes to, like, spending money on shit, I'm probably going to spend money on things that I need to replace. The girls, a vehicle, business shit. Like, I'm going to spend money on that. Paying down credit cards, I'm going to spend money on that. But I also need an emergency fund that I can depend on. I also need money to set aside for, like, if I need to go do something. And I don't have to tap into what I'm going to move around bill-wise that has to be paid. A lot of people would do everything but move out of the neighborhood that they keep complaining about. How many kids you gonna watch die in your neighborhood, whether it's gun violence or another issue, and stay there with your kids and just hope for the best every day? You gotta make a plan. The plan should already been made. I gotta sneeze. Yes, I moan when I sneeze. But yeah, like, the decision should have already been made. Think about it. We get, especially if you have kids, you get taxes back every fucking year. And what do you do with your tax money? You could be investing your tax money, and then the next year you get more tax money. You could use that to move. I don't think the problem is people not being able to have what they need to make a different decision. I think it's the problem of people not being able to plan properly to have another decision, to have another option, to be their own resource. I think we suck at planning. Now, me personally, if I ain't comfortable here, if this ain't my cup of tea, I'm getting up and I'm leaving. I'm that type of girl. I don't care. It could be leaving Philly. It could be leaving New York. It could be leaving Florida. It could be leaving Georgia. Like, if I got a plan and I'm not comfortable or I don't like where I'm at, I'm making a plan to leave. Period. Like, I would never sit in a neighborhood where I sleep, eat, pay bills, and worry about the fact that my child can't make it from point A to point B safely. Now, I'm not saying everybody's financial position is like mine, because I'm not ignorant. But at the same time, you're getting income coming in. Are you planning properly with that income to make a different decision? And that's why I say everybody, you know, will do everything but move out the neighborhood that they could keep complaining about. Now, granted, should a government fix the neighborhood so it's safer? Sure. Are they going to do it depending on the demographic? Probably not. You know, the government really only come in and make things nicer when predominantly white people are going to be in the area. Let's keep it 1,000. Okay? Gentrification, new housing, new condos, new townhouses, new Starbucks, new grocery store, cute cafes, upgraded parks. Like, that's how that shit rolls down. No check cashing place around. Hard to find a package store. Package store down south is like basically where you buy alcohol. Up north, it could be whatever. People will do everything but pay off their full credit card balance. Like, I feel for you. Like, I just spent $695 for my fee on my Amex. I did not want to pay that shit. But that's the yearly fee for that hoe. It has great benefits, but there's a yearly fee to use that hoe. And I had to sit and think, damn, what could I have done with $695? A lot of shit. Do I have bills that could have used that $695? Yeah. But I got to figure out how to move some money around to be able to use the benefits from that card to not spend money with. Granted, it's my business, Amex, but at the same time, it's my money, though. You know what I'm saying? But there's things that have to be done by a certain date. You have to know how to use the tools that you got. What are the benefits? How can this help me? What can I write off? What could I not pay? What can I move around? That's the most annoying thing about fucking adulting is doing what you got to do, moving around things to make it work. What do I have to pay today? Today I have to pay the gas bill because I moved it to this date. Do I want to pay it? Hell no. Then right after I pay the gas bill, I got to pay my insurance, which is $191. Do I want to pay it? No. Then what do I have to pay on the 24th? My fucking truck. No. $264 gone. Do I want to pay it? No. But that's like the shit I got to do in order to maintain the life I want to live. And there are a lot of people who don't want to be honest about why they're in the relationships that they're in or why they're still living with their parents because it's shit that they don't want to have to 100% handle on their own that they feel comfortable with somebody else having to do. As long as it's not them. And that brings me to this shit right here. People will do everything but be honest and tell the truth. A lot of y'all know why y'all with that person that y'all with. Because they do most of the shit you don't want to do. And if you leave them, you will have to do most of the shit that you don't want to do for yourself. And you would rather them do it, you fake the funk like you want to be there, and on the outside it looks like a one happy relationship. But y'all know y'all both miserable. One of y'all know the other person really doesn't fuck with you. At least one of y'all know that shit. If you want to keep it 1,000. Sorry. If you would like to support this podcast, especially the fact that I did a whole episode for y'all and I'm sick, you can on shimbypodding.com. There's a link in the show notes. And you can find the She Gets It shop with Teespring and buy you some merch. You get something, I get something. It's all G. Either way, we're going to be great. Please leave a review and share it and learn something and take it with you. Oh my goodness, I gotta take some drugs. telling people no and having a healthy relationship after you tell them no, people will do everything but that. Because being direct with somebody that you kiki with, or you go to brunch with, or you go out at night with, or you play ball with, is just, it's too much. It's too serious. It's too real. Why you acting like that? I'm not acting like anything. On some real shit, you be putting yourself, you need to be able to be like, you be putting yourself in some stupid ass predicaments, and then you be expecting everybody around you to help you out of them. You got to be able to say that to your family. You got to be able to say that to your friends. You got to be able to say that to the person you with. If you can't keep it real with the people around you, why the fuck are they around you? You should be able to say something real to who you claim you cool with. Say no sometimes if it comes to a no. And maintain that healthy ass relationship. Because that's the reality of it. Just like friendships, workships, partnerships, romantic relationships is not all going to be great. Y'all not always going to be happy. But as long as y'all keep it honest and it's progressive, it can work. There should be a limit. Y'all would do everything but have a limit for how long y'all could be bitching about a breakup. I think if you break up with a person, you have 3 weeks to get your shit together. And when I say get your shit together, I mean snap back into reality, come to grips with what it is. If y'all not going to work on making the relationship work again, shut the fuck up about it and go on with your life. You know what I'm saying? If people come back around, they come back around. If people don't come back around, they don't come back around. But what I hate that a lot of people do is fight for to be in a relationship that another person ain't trying to be in. Like, y'all be begging people to be the person you need that they're not. Y'all be begging people to become actors and actresses for the sake of you not meeting the right person, putting in the work to find your person. I'm not begging no man to be with me. I'm not begging no man to marry me. I'm not begging no man to do right by me. I'm not begging no man to stop putting his hands on me. I'm not begging no man to treat my kids with respect. I'm not begging no man to go to work. I'm not begging no man to stop taking my car and not putting gas in it. I'm not begging no man to move out my house. There are things that you saw before you got that person that's wrong for you in the predicament that you are in with them. But sometimes we ignore shit because it's convenient enough for us to ignore it. Oh, that ain't that bad. Oh, I could work around that. Oh, eventually they'll stop. Sometimes shit is just in somebody's character and they gonna keep going because it's been working for them ever since they started. And that's the reality of the situation. Y'all would do everything but set boundaries and have appropriate expectations for that job, have appropriate expectations for the person you're in a relationship with, the person that got engaged to you and now they're stalling. Y'all be engaged for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. No progress. No wedding in sight. No marriage. Who are y'all acting for? Are you waiting for the Oscar? Like, what's going on? If y'all want to play pretend, play pretend. If y'all want to act the part, act the part. But stop claiming these titles you ain't putting no work to get. Stop claiming these titles you don't want to put the work in for. Because if you get engaged, meaning I'm actively showing you that I want to marry you. A lot of y'all get engaged and y'all deactivate. Deactivating. Dead battery, you know what I'm saying? What's happening? Y'all still together? I don't even see them with you no more, huh? They post themselves when they go on vacation, huh? They be going out to eat at some nice restaurants, but I don't see you there, huh? Like, what? Y'all would do everything but prepare for the next day so you're not late. Y'all would do everything but be real with your manager at work. Let me tell you something. I was so fucking exhausted on Monday. I was going through my day on fumes. It was like the start of me getting this cold. And so I was dragging it. I didn't get enough sleep. So Tuesday, I stayed home. I didn't go to the office because I had an appointment later. And it's closer to my house. So I had my lunch. Man, I said, I'm going to take a nap for my lunch. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get the girls from the bus. My lunch was 45 minutes. My lunch became 60 minutes. And I straight, I am my manager. And I'm like, yo. I was like, I went on my lunch, but it showed 60 minutes because I fell asleep and I woke up late. He ain't respond that day. I think by Thursday he hit me. He was like, oh, okay, naps on your lunch. All right. That's cool. Go ahead and put in the lunch on the time card of 45 minutes, and I'm going to need you to PTO the minutes that you was having that nap. I was like, gotcha. That's it. Now, if that comes back to bite me in the ass later, it comes back to bite me in the ass later. But one thing I'm not about to do is lie to a motherfucker to make them feel like the shit I'm doing on my side, really, really, shout out to Kevin Gates, is on the up and up. I'm going to tell you straight up, I was tired as fuck. I was on my lunch and I went over because I was sleeping. Okay? I'm a mom. I'm single. I don't have no other adult help in my house. I'm doing it all. I'm managing two kids, a job, podcasting, and no sleep. Like, no sleep. And me having to go to these appointments, especially on Saturday mornings where I'm supposed to sleep in, I can't even be like, I slept in good. Because I didn't. Now, am I going to enjoy these 2 weeks off while the girls don't got to go to school for Christmas break? Hell yeah, because I ain't got to get up at 5:30, you know? But, whew, it'd be rough on me. But that's the reality of the situation. I'm not lying to nobody to make them feel good. I don't care who you are. Okay? I've been preparing for the next day of work and school since I was in the second grade. I told Anya, I said, I've been getting up at 6:30 every day since the second grade. I'm tired. I'm 36. I'm tired. I'm ready for the days where I could wake up whenever the fuck I get up and make it make sense. In reality and in dollars. Okay? So, learn how to be true to yourself. I'm sucking on my cough drop because I don't want to be coughing on here. Learn how to be, you know, real with yourself, honest with yourself. Something a lot of y'all ain't never tried. Y'all will do everything but learn how for yourself. Learn how for yourself. Google for yourself. Research for yourself. Instead of asking somebody to do something for you all the time, do it your fucking self. A lot of y'all relationships with your family and personal will improve if they see that you're willing to do the work yourself. Now, if you still can't do it properly after you tried honestly for yourself, you know how many people will be willing to help you? You know how many people don't want to help you with shit because you never doing shit for yourself? Y'all don't hear me. Okay? Y'all not listening for real.
I thought I knocked something over.
Do it yourself. Also, Y'all would do everything but admit when you fucked up. Admit when you messed up. Admit when you overreached and you thought you was going to be able to do something yourself and you fucked it up. I work with adults every day that have their own offices, okay, and handle accounts of people with serious policies. And they'll come to me and be like, hey, I have a question on this account. I don't understand what's going on. Can you tell me who authorized this? And I look at the name on the change. Oh, this is you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. And then the conversation ends because they don't want to admit they fucked up. The question they having is something they chose to touch weeks ago, and now they fucked up the account. They got to explain to this client why they overcharged or why something ain't covered. Admit when you fucked up. And I'm the type of person where I'm going to talk you through the issue, but I'm going to also tell you where you messed up. And I'm going to also prep you next time before you click this or you delete this or you move this, contact us so we can help you and do it the proper way. Thank you. Have a great day. That's how I do work. I'm a checkmate, a hoe. You're going to learn something and you're going to move about your day. Because what we can't be doing is repeating problems and people not learning their lessons in life and at work. A lot of people be upset and frustrated at work because, oh my God, they're emailing me. They keep calling me, expecting me to do my job that I got hired for. Yes, bitch. We hired you to do a job. And we expect you to do it. Stop dodging people by email. Stop dodging people by phone call. Stop dodging people's IMs. These people will come in and see about you. Okay? That's their money on those accounts. People will come see about you. We in 2024. People will pull up. Okay? Quit procrastinating. I'm gonna spit out my my cough drop. Quit procrastinating. People do everything but do what they're supposed to do when they need to do it, so they're not rushing at the last minute to get it done. Stop procrastinating about caring about your health. People do everything but care about their health. You want to eat good. You want to drink. You want to smoke all the time. Then you're going to get to an age where your body's like, enough is enough. Now your kidney's failing. Now your lungs is functioning on 30%. And now you looking around, nobody want to take you to your appointments. Nobody coming to the hospital to see you. You on a donor, you looking for somebody that matched with you on a donor's list. Let me tell you something. If anybody makes a decision every day to make their lungs black as shit, not work out, eat unhealthy, drink themselves to death, do not look for me to show up at that hospital on a daily basis checking for you. It's selfish. It's selfish to think about how many people love you and depend on you and want to see you do great things in life. And you got goals. And instead of you change around your diet and how you treat your body to maintain that, stick around for that, you shitting on yourself while you pushing yourself. Does that make sense? You worried about people outside of you working against you and you the main person working against you. Why you got all these goals and aspirations of great things that you want to do? And you shitting on yourself on a daily basis. When it comes to black people, because I can't speak for every other culture, but I see my black American people. Why is it every fucking time we get together, it has to involve alcohol or something unhealthy that we're indulging in, that's not going to help us. What the fuck? Do you not see the pattern? Majority of the music that's pushed is mentally unhealthy. The visuals that we see of us, especially our women, is mentally unhealthy. Then a lot of people turn around and they ask, why women so aggressive, or why they so rude, or they so, why they can't be relaxed and da 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 da. And I had a conversation with Larry. Shout out to the couch session. I had a conversation with Larry the other night, and I said, Larry, black women, majority, are the most disrespected and put down group of women in America. And whenever people overall want to have a conversation about why black women X, Y, and Z, they expect black women to be working on the level of every other ethnicity of women in America. If our music solely was putting down Asian women would be angst. If our music was predominantly putting down white women on a daily basis, they will be out here buck wild. They will be out here hella aggressive, rude, trying to go at men like another man. Because people could only take so much and go outside and feel like, I feel loved on, I feel comforted, I feel protected. I feel like I'm somebody. I'm gonna be kind to somebody because that's how I feel. If you're not making women feel like that, that are black, are you surprised that they come off that way? If you are mistreating an animal, right? And that animal doesn't get fed like the other animals, and that animal doesn't get loved on, and that animal doesn't even have a name because it's not acknowledged, and that animal hasn't been treated with the best care, and you pet all the puppies or you pet all the rabbits, and that one mistreated rabbit over there in the corner is so mean and aggressive and timid. Why you thought that that animal is going to be nice? People display reflections of what they're getting. Okay? Men who get shitted on repeatedly, or bamboozled, or used, or not shown kindness, they're not going to be good people in return. Why would they? And I get so frustrated on why people can't see that the way a man or a woman responds to you is coming from how they think and feel about you. It has nothing to do with what you do for them. And once we all understand that, then we'll start making smarter decisions with our time and our efforts. There's a lot of people who are doing everything in their power but living in the current day. I don't care what you did 5 years ago if it's not helping you today. I don't care where you were 10 years ago if it's not helping today. Do you know who I am? Back in the 80s, I was da 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 da. I don't give a fuck. What are you doing today? A lot of people have to stop living in yesterday and last year and the last decade. Somewhere along the lines, you lost progression. In order to keep certain things, you have to keep progressing. In order to keep your house, you have to actively be paying either on your mortgage or your property tax. In order to keep your car moving, you gotta treat it a certain way. Take care of it. Put gas in it. Clean it. Check the shit when something's not working right. Same thing with people. In order to keep a happy employee, you gotta check on what they need. They're not just gonna be happy like the first day they started. So, stop doing everything but. If you don't feel respected, stop making excuses why you keep staying. If you're not taking care of your health, but you wearing Balenciaga head to toe, you wearing Gucci this, you in the best cars, you got a nice house, but you ain't seen your dick in years. But you got all the bitches, though. You know why you got all the bitches? Because you got all the stuff. Let's flip that around. Let's have you not have no stuff. Got that keg stomach. And see how many bitches stick around. You know what I'm saying? Women. Yes, I got married. When we got married, he was treating me like X, Y, and Z. We were going on trips. 10 years later, yeah, you probably had kids. You know, you got older. A woman's metabolism slows down as she gets older. So you might put on some weight. But that doesn't stop you from working out. That doesn't stop you from going on walks. That doesn't stop you from looking at yourself each day. Over time, you've noticed that you keep buying sizes that are bigger. Over time, you notice that you've been doing less. Over time, you've seen a pattern of you work, you sit down when you work. You eat, you sit down when you eat. You drive home, you get in the house, you clean up, you eat, you clean up, you go shower, you lay down. Where in there are you getting active? You know what I'm saying? Are you doing the same things you used to do 10 years ago? And I personally have to check myself. Like, when I was living in New York, I walked so much every day. I was doing squats. I was going to the gym on top of me walking. You know what I'm saying? I was going upstairs. I lived on the 7th floor. She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Floor in an apartment building. I walked up those stairs most times with bags or whatever I had. Because the elevator sometimes didn't work. All the train stations have 2 flights of stairs. You know what I'm saying? I was very fit. And I was working 3 jobs. Here in Atlanta, when I was going to college, working 3 jobs, taking the train, the bus, walking miles home, walking all through college buildings. I was very active. You know what I'm saying? When I was pregnant with Anya, I rode the bike the whole pregnancy to the store, to the beach, to the library. You know, I was very active until I felt like I don't want to be on this bike because I think this baby about to fall out. But then, like, now where my life is, I can't have multiple jobs because I'm a mom. I need to have one main job that I can pay most of my bills with and take care of them. That I can have my side business and that can bring an income. But I have to make an effort to be active. I have to make an effort to lift weights. Eat healthy. Eat that salad that I don't want to eat. You know what I'm saying? Walk 5 miles a day. I haven't been on the treadmill in, I want to say, over a month because my back's been hurting me. I had this accident in November. I've been going to the chiropractor. And I don't rest well. Do I feel like I need to go start back? Yes. But I'm tired. And so really when you get to my age in your mid-30s, it's really all about balance. But women have to stop being surprised. Surprise, surprise. Shout out to Dionne Warwick. Not that white lady. About a man losing interest. If a man was with you when you looked a certain way and you was doing things for yourself that you are no longer doing for yourself and you don't look a similar way, don't be surprised that he out here in DMs and women's text messages, flirting or finding other women attractive, because it's not that he doesn't love you or care for you, but he wished that you loved and cared for yourself in the same way you did when y'all met. It's not an excuse to disrespect the woman that you're with. That's not what I'm saying, but we have to be self-aware to know, like, you're not doing the things that you used to do. So you can't expect for somebody to be the person that they used to be for you when you present somebody new. So they gonna present somebody new. Somebody you never knew was in there. Okay? So keep it up. Keep engaged with your person. Constantly date when you're in a relationship, not just when you're single. I think happy marriages are where people are constantly learning each other and dating and talking and giving healthy space. But I'm not going to talk too much on that because I'm not married, but I'm just saying, if I was, I wouldn't want someone to marry me and feel like, I got her. Now I can sit down, can let my belly hang. I could wear my underwear 3 days in a row and not shower. I could get my dick sucked all the time and not have to worry about it because she lives here. No. No. Being in a relationship with somebody you wanted all the time and you finally get them doesn't mean you stop doing what you should be doing for yourself on a constant basis. It doesn't mean that I can let myself go because I got somebody and they vow to me for better or for worse. It don't mean automatically give them worse because you don't want to do better. That's not what that means. Because at this big age... At this big age, because I am not one of them. I am not one of these women or men out here looking to be in a relationship with somebody in their 20s. I don't know what the fuck that's about, but it needs to be studied. All right? I am not one of them. People in their 20s are like toddlers to me. Okay? Men in their 20s talk too fucking much. men in their 20s give me feels like I'm in a lesbian relationship and this woman just wants to talk. Do I like their energy? For sure. For sure. But the talking, no. The puppy loving, no. The wanting to be around all the time, no. Don't you got something to do? You know, say that's a lot for me. But yeah, everything but. Stop doing everything but. Follow through. Do everything you need to do. Be upfront, be direct, be honest, be picky. People have to start graduating and enjoying picky people. People that not looking to be everybody's friend. People that's not looking to fuck everybody. People who are not looking to be up in the mix at every club. It is okay for you to be in your 30s having a filter of people. Because that's what's going to keep you safe. That's what's going to make you not need bail money. That's what's going to help you progress in life, is being picky about your circle. But yeah, that's my episode. Everything but. Thank you for checking out Shan. She gets a paw because I get it. I understand it. But I still have my views. Peace.